The last few weeks, I haven't had much time to myself, but I wasn't going to let that stop me from getting my daily orgasms in. When I'm by myself, I can usually knock them out pretty quickly anyhow, but I didn't have the time to just get my mind together, get content together, and just do it, which usually I set aside maybe about 8 to 10 minutes, if that. I can usually come pretty quickly. I actually surprised myself finding a new technique that's actually really, really effective. And there are a couple things about it and where my mind goes that I wanted to share with you. Not too long ago, I let you know that I bought a Lilo Cruz toy. Fantastic. That's usually what I use every day. And I'm hoping, well, I know I'm not, but I hope that I'm not getting desensitized to just actual touch or real skin-to-skin stimulation. So I haven't ruined myself yet, but I use this thing about 3 times a day. It's fantastic. On one particular day, I just had to get it in. I didn't have enough time. And after I come, I feel like my thoughts are together. I just feel loose. It helps me be more productive. So it's almost like a necessity so I can be my best self. In my haste, I didn't have enough time to undress. So I just pulled my leggings down, which I'm going to do now. Just down to the middle of my thighs, so everything is exposed. And spread my legs wide. And I leaned over the bed like this. So my ass is just in the air. And for some reason in this position, I could just really feel how wet I am. I can arch my back and yeah, I can feel it. In this position, I don't think you'll be able to get any wet sounds from me, but this technique is all about efficiency. It's not really best for audio content. So then what I did is I take my cruise, but I'm not going to turn it on just yet. I want to share with you exactly what I've been thinking about lately, especially in this position. One particular day, I was so rushed and I didn't even have time to pull up any porn or pull up any audio. I had to use my mind, which I do fairly often, but when I'm in a hurry, the external stimuli helps a great deal. Whenever I really need to come or I really want it, and I'll speak for myself, but it's sometimes difficult to line up my brain and my body together. I think most women have this issue, and it's very easy for me to lose momentum. This is probably another reason why I don't particularly enjoy edging at all, because if I lose the momentum to come, then it's gone, and I might as well just stop, and I usually do if it's just gone, because I'm not going to work that hard again. So when I'm at that point that I really need it, and it needs to work, I need to come, I turn to my boys. Even though you're on my mind all day long, but I think of my denied boys and what they would do for me. How would they serve me at this moment to really help me? And I know you would. So in this position, bent over, my legs apart. Some might say it's not really the most dominant position in the world, but me and you both know that's not where domination lies. It's in your mind. It's in the dynamic. It's in the behavior. As I am, touching myself to warm up, I thought of my boys behind me. I thought of them, you, jerking your cocks from me, watching me from behind, seeing my finger slide up and down my slit, hearing you moan, hearing you gasp, hearing you lick your lips. Even that idea of being showcased for my boys makes me feel so sexy. Watching me. Oh, look, watch me. Look at me. Just look at this ass and this pussy that owns you. Good boy. Oh, fuck, even saying that. I just got even more wet. So at that time, just thinking of you behind me wasn't really enough. And I started to think about allowing each one of you to have a moment or two at my pussy, just licking it. Almost like that's what you would be tasting. So nice. I'm gonna get my cruise. I'm going to set it just on the lowest because this thing is intense. So then I thought of the first boy coming up to me, placing his hands on my ass, spreading me wide, and licking me. Hearing the rest of you breathing, the sounds of your wet cocks schlicking up and down, watching this one lucky boy. Grinding his face into my ass, my lips. It's one lucky boy. Licking me. I haven't determined if there's a timer or what, but I don't know that I would be in charge. I don't know how I would determine who goes next. But soon someone else would. And a new
mouth would be on me. A book licking me. So good. Ah. Just knowing it's one of my boys who wants me to come so bad. Next. The feeling of what I am in between mouths. Look. Each technique different. And I love hearing you back there. Not only licking, but I love hearing the rest of you. You're all so encouraging to each other. Next. Each one of you. Deciding if you just want to see me come, or if you want to be the lucky boy to make me come. Next. In this position too, I can really roll my hips on. Next. Such good boys to me. Feeling such different faces and tongues. Next. Some with facial hair. Some without. Next. Look, I feel so good. Next. Oh, fuck. Oh, such a good boy. Oh, my boys. So good. Fuck. I know you want to make it come. I know you want me to come. Next. Next. Oh, fuck. And of course, none of you are coming. No. Do you boys want to come? That's it. Okay, next. Next. Boys, oh my god. Next. Oh, fuck. boys want me to come. Good boys. Next. Next. Oh. Oh. Closer, you boys are moving faster. It's not taking so long for you to switch. Look, look. Ah. 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 Look, next. Next. Come. Next. Come on. Come on, boys. I'm close. Come on. Look. Oh, look. That's good. Yeah. 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 Next. Oh, fuck, don't move. Don't fucking move. Look, grind on your face. Come on.
I would hope you all would be laughing with me. Well done, boys. Well done. I can always count on you. Fuck. Oh. All right. Whew. Now who's gonna clean me up?